UN investigators have no access to Burundi, so their latest report on the human rights situation there is based on testimonies from those in exile, as well as others who remain inside its borders. Their findings are to be given to the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva next month. Ahead of that presentation, head of the UN Commission of Inquiry on Burundi, Fatsa Owegu-Guz, gave his assessment of this situation.
Since last June, where the Commission made its oral declaration at the Human Rights Council, we received no sign of positive evolution of the situation in Burundi, in particular as far as the restriction to certain freedoms are concerned. On the contrary, we have received some testimonies since June, showing that there's a tendency that we have underlined in June is persisting.
Nearly 500 testimonies form the basis for this latest update to the UN body, which voted to set up the Burundi probe last September. That decision followed reports of horrific abuse, including extrajudicial killings, torture, arbitrary detention, and enforced disappearances. In June, the Commission of Inquiry said that it had also documented cases of sexual violence, particularly against female relatives of government opponents. The Imbonerakure, a youth league linked to the authorities, was implicated. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.